thank you for people that actually go out there and make a difference. People who stand up for what they believe in, unafraid of any lashback or ramifications of their actions, and actually go and do something about it. It's not hard to make a difference. Every one of us can do just one thing every day that can make a difference.
I'm thankful for the people, mostly for the friendship and the people that I've been able to meet. I've been able to live in different countries.
I'm very thankful for my family and God. And if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have my family.
Gracious viewers, thank you for joining us for today's program. From the magnanimous sun that warms our days, to animal benefactors who co-inhabit our earth, to noble beings whose presence elevates the planet, our world is abundant with heaven's gifts. In prayers or meditation, people reserve time to express deep appreciation for the vast universe that cares for every being. In God's grace, we experience life's joys, learning lessons, and divine blessings, all which aids in the growth of our spirit. We are ever grateful to the Creator. We now invite you to enjoy Supreme Master Qinghai's poem entitled Thanksgiving.
I thank you, God, my friend, my confidant, my all, for all the pains and all the gains that you've bestowed upon this poor soul.
As these are my inspiration, in those happy days, in those lonely nights, the poetry, the painting, the raiments, the gold and diamond, the designs superb.
They are the offsprings of unexpected events that come into my life. Thus, the inner nightingale was awakened.
By the hurricanes of existence, singing melodious sweet songs the heart to gladden, I laughed gratefully.
I cried with my wholesome heart, praising you, blaming thee, but you are always with me, my eternal beloved.
Through time and again, I wish to escape pains, but they are like fertilizers and pleasures, like the rain.
Combine to bring the full bloom into my garden of abundance. Now I know the lotus seeds need muddy water to grow.
The rotten compost are necessary to glorify the beautiful rose. Oh, indeed, one can look into the heart of a flower and find God there.
One cannot be great without being small, at the same time perhaps. I thank you, my God, my friend, my confidant, my all.
In the United States, Thanksgiving Day is observed annually on the fourth Thursday of November. It is a time for blissful reunions of families and friends. In this holiday season of love, we would like to take this opportunity to appreciate the multifold gifts bestowed upon us by the divine.
Thanksgiving actually is my favorite holiday because it is the one that encourages us to take time to reflect on our lives and give thanks to God. And I think that's something that is really wonderful. It promotes a general spirit of togetherness and family ties and thankfulness.
It is an American tradition to hold a grand feast fashioned after the first Thanksgiving meal, commemorating the help extended by the Native Americans to the English pilgrims when they first arrived on the continent. Many families mistakenly believe that the early pilgrims feasted on turkey, and unfortunately continue to serve meat during their holiday meals. Historical advisor Rin Barry clarifies this misconception in his article, The First Vegetarian Thanksgiving.
Most of the food at this festival was supplied by Native Americans. It was a meal that the pilgrims had never witnessed, consisting of Native American foodstuffs. The main meal was a sort of cornmeal mush, along with nuts and fruits, such as gooseberries, strawberries, plums, cherries, cranberries, and a groundnut known as the bog bean, popcorn and popcorn balls made by the Indians with maple syrup were served as a sweet. There was a variety of breadstuffs, such as corn pone, ash cakes, and hoe cakes, made by Native Americans from their own recipes. It is also possible that other native foods, such as pumpkin and squash, were served. In his food encyclopedia, James Traeger tells us there is a live possibility that turkey wasn't even served. Not only was it probably turkeyless, but it was mainly vegetarian. Doesn't it make more sense, therefore, that instead of celebrating Thanksgiving as an orgy of turkey slaughter, Americans should celebrate a vegetarian harvest festival?
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Clapper. I'm saddened every year that one of God's most magnificent creatures is slaughtered really needlessly in the name of a holiday that celebrates life. Turkeys, especially these days, are filled with saturated fat and antibiotics and growth-promoting hormones. The environmental costs that these huge turkey installations, farms, create is a real negative factor for all our waterways and on every level. I think it's time that we graduated or evolved our viewing of the Thanksgiving holiday to one that really celebrates life on all levels, including those of the turkeys as well.
Indeed, the uplifting spirit of Thanksgiving transcends food and worldly pleasures, embracing all of God's creations in mercy and compassion. In November 2006, during an international seminar in Thailand, Supreme Master Chinghai explains the true meaning of Thanksgiving to our association members.
This is our Thanksgiving, okay? But we give thanks quietly in our heart by sitting here and thank God in our own way. It's better than killing turkeys and eating and drinking and making even more non-father babies or losing job or losing friends or losing neighbor over being drunk, you see? So this is our Thanksgiving, you see. Sometimes we make it a Christmas, sometimes we make it Buddha's birthday, sometimes we make a retreat on Thanksgiving. But we do quiet. We really thank God. And God knows it. We're not thanking God through the turkey, because I don't think the turkey speak better than human to God. So the poor turkeys, yeah. Anyway, it's good. It's good that you enjoy the Thanksgiving here quietly, the real Thanksgiving.
Across the globe, people express their joy and thankfulness through a variety of exuberant displays that is in harmony with nature and all beings. With much to be grateful for, one of the ways individuals reflect on their blessings is through unique songs and dances.
Kusajarina, kiu tidak tahu pula kayina. Nalih pula kusajarina kiu tu kau tahu pula, kiu itu aku mungkin buat.
Mulalatajiwana
orang orang. Pula ini lah kau lekang.
Ya, kau pula sejauhnya lalai.
Revolusi, thankful for the amount of biodiversity that we've still got in our oceans, and thankful for all the people that are helping us to help save those oceans.
평소에 먹을 때는 그 배추가 정말 귀한 것이고 어떻게 자라는지에 대해서 그런 거에 관심이 없다가 이번에 이렇게 배추 가격이 많이 오르고 하면서 또 걱정도 많이 하게 되고 귀한 것을 많이 알게 됐어요. 농민분들이 얼마나 고생해서 수확한 것인데 우리가 이렇게 수확을 했기 때문에 우리가 먹고 있구나라는 것을 느끼게 됐습니다. 이번을 계기로 해서 너무나도 농민분들께 수고하신 분들께 너무나도 감사합니다.
在这个节日里面，当然这个必须感谢的是我们这么一个好的环境，我们这个地球，各位可以想想，在宇宙里面就这么一个地方适合我们生物生存。 所以我们必须好好的去保护它，我们这样才能够永永续的发展。所以我们希望大家共同的来感谢保护我们的地球。我想这个是无限的爱，必须贡献给我们的地球，因为它保育着我们，养育着我们。谢谢。Thanks
for everything they have right now and everything the people have. Please don't forget that God is the one who helps us all, and keep praying for peace, world peace.
People often find themselves preoccupied with the demands of a fast-paced world. Yet with an instance of deep contemplation can come a bright realization. Let us treasure life, for every moment on earth is a gift from our Creator. On the occasion of Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert titled Gifting Peace, Supreme Master Qinghai's poem for the afternoon walk was set to music by Oscar and Grammy-winning composer David Shire and sung by Grammy-winning singer and songwriter Melissa Manchester.
Thanks for the hours, thanks for the days, thanks for the seconds, thanks for the night, all the times we spent together are still thanks for the hours, thanks for the days, thanks for the seconds, thanks for the
I loved Afternoon Walk because gratitude is an essential pillar of my life. And to sing a song that says thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, over and over. Thank you for the hours, thank you for the days, thank you for the seconds, thank you for the night.
Thanks for the
It puts me immediately into a positive, sweet place, the place where I want to be, the place where I feel most connected with spirit. And so to sing a song that really sculpts that feeling so beautifully, it's a gift for me as a singer.
So life won't be a gloomy passage.
In a video conference with Supreme Master Television staff on October 3rd, 2010, Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her heartfelt gratitude for all the universal assistance provided to our earthly abode.
I think all beings, all the time. I thank them all the time. I thank heaven all the time. I thank whatever, whoever can help us. I thank them all the time. For in the name of all human beings and all other beings on this planet. Every day I'm thankful. Every day I'm on my knees to think about many things that other beings doing to us and we don't even know to say even thank you. I have to thank for all humans' sake, yeah? For all beings, for the sake of all beings on this planet.
How blessed we are to be born into this magnificent world full of life and love from the divine. Let us demonstrate our respect and thankfulness for all God's creations through a compassionate vegan lifestyle. On the occasion of Thanksgiving, we would also like to convey our deep gratitude to you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for your tender care and selfless dedication to saving the planet for all beings. May your enduring love and the collected efforts of all concerned citizens soon manifest through an Eden on Earth.
During this time of giving thanks to God, I think it's really important that we make sure that we consider God's other creatures and that we not spend the day killing His other creations in order to celebrate His blessings to us.
I want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. To think deeply in your heart all the wonderful blessings that you have, your health, your family, this wonderful country, this beautiful planet, and let all of your actions, including what you're having for dinner, be a celebration of all the blessings we've been given.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day, a true Thanksgiving Day, thanks to the Providence.
Amiable viewers, thank you for joining us for today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News. Joyful are hearts that are always filled with thankfulness for heaven's grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR